Question 6. Practice 2. Lecture. Listen to a lecture. Take notes on the information presented.
What images are conjured in people's mind when the word family is mentioned? It's difficult to pinpoint these days, isn't it? We can regurgitate the ideal family of our parents' generation, though, right? You know, mom, dad, and 2.5 children. Dad works 9 to 5. Mom takes dad's family name, serves as his companion, and stays at home to cook, clean, and raise the children. They remain married until one of them dies. Sex only occurs inside the confines of marriage. Parents have the ultimate say in the lives of their children. Does that work for you? In the past, families who did not conform to this paradigm were marginalized. They were considered troubled, pathological, or dysfunctional. In the 1960s, about 70% of all families conformed to the ideal, leaving 30% in the problematic range. Today, only 11 to 15% of families adhere to the above conditions for the ideal family. It appears this conception of family is disappearing. Some alarmists contend that this is a fundamental societal problem, a breakdown in values that will produce immeasurable negative effects. Is this true? Well, let's look at it from another angle. There are myriad cultures around the world that have never held this ideal of the family. Even in the American past, the family has been defined differently depending on the time period. So it seems that what was briefly the ideal family unit was just another phase. We can cite a few aspects of family that apply universally. Family is the intersection between social reproduction, that is, making a society, and biological reproduction, that is, making new people. The concept of family is what provides a society with its notions of normal and natural.